Number two of the G.I. Jake Show starts now.
Two of the G.I. Jake Show starts now. It is time for your sit rep presented by Inward Half Golf. Up first, baseballs look to sweep Missouri as they get the win 10-1 last night. Probably going to get another win tonight. That game, first pitch will be at 6:30. And tomorrow, final game of the series will start at about noon.
It's supposed to be good weather, I think, right? Like everything. Should be. Yeah. Hopefully, should get a sweep.
Hopefully this rain gets out of here.
Yeah.
And I can enjoy myself because I do not have a good track record with weather at Tennessee baseball games.
No, but they win.
They win.
And they, like, run rule them every time you've been there, right?
Yes, in the rain.
Yes, yes.
In the rain. Yes. And, of course, we have NBA playoff action. The Nuggets take a 3-0 series lead, winning 112-105 last night against the Los Angeles Lakers, in which might be – let's call it like it is. The next game that LeBron plays for the Lakers might be his last for the Lakers.
Wow.
Gosh.
If you had to guess where he'd go next, where do you think?
Miami.
Bringing it back. Wow.
I would not hate it. As much as I can't stand him, if it gets me one.
I want him to go to San Antonio with Bronny and Wembanyama.
That would be ridiculous. Okay, if you're the Heat, what do you have to give up? Because I'm assuming you want to keep
He's a free agent,
he's
right?
He's a free agent. He's got a player option.
He's got a player option. So he's free to go where – that's the big deal about Bronny coming out in the draft. So even if, like, he were to go somewhere, like, the Pistons, like, hey, we want to draft Bronny. And
right.
And they can – you know, Bronny wants to go there.
That's the thing the Heat are kind of missing, too. They don't really have a point guard.
Pistons are a playoff team next year if Bronny and LeBron go there. All you have to do is get 30 wins.
In the East, yeah.
Just make I'm just saying.
But you got to think
how
of,
scared would people be?
If you're Miami, imagine this lineup. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, LeBron James, and either Terry Rozier
Bronny.
Or Bronny. God. You're winning it. And you got Jaime Jaquez. You got Duncan Robinson who can give you a game here or there.
They got to make the contract work because Braun's got to he's got to get at least, what, 50 mil? Easy.
He'd take league minimum to play with Bronny.
League minimum?
He's even said that before.
Play, no way he's taking, what, like 8?
I mean, he's got the money for it.
Yeah.
He doesn't need it.
We'll see. It's very interesting to see because this what happened last night, like, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Of course, the 76ers bounce back.
Get D'Angelo Russell out. That's all I care about. Get him out of there. God, over 7? Don't score a point? God.
Triple single.
That 76ers game was fire, though.
Yeah, it was.
Joel Embiid scores
Embiid,
50 points.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson scored 39.
How many shots did Embiid take? 15 or something?
It was like 18, yeah. He had a lot of free
crazy.
Throws, but he was efficient.
I mean, that's the thing. You score 50 points. I don't care how you get it. That's impressive. 76ers get the win 125-114 to get a game back. New York still leads the series 2-1. Cleveland leads its series 2-1, but the Magic had an emphatic showing last night as well. Almost a 40-point win, 121-83, in which Paolo Banchero scores 31 points and notches 14 rebounds.
Did you say almost a 40-point win? Isn't that almost 50?
40?
Yeah, no, you're right. Yep. Yeah. I was thinking 93-121 was.
The slate for tonight, Bucks and the Pacers, series tied at 1 apiece. The Pacers are a 6.5-point favorite in that game. I really like the Pacers in this one. Dame's not happy in Milwaukee. Dame doesn't want to be in Milwaukee.
Where's that man going to be happy?
Hey, Miami.
Put him in LeBron.
Okay.
On
oh,
the,
my
on
God.
But if we go 82-0.
Flip.
If you got Dame, Bam, Jimmy, LeBron and Tyler Hero. Can we bring back Mario Chalmers?
Eddie Health.
Nah, give me Norris Cole. They carried that team, boy.
Who'd you tweet me today? Battier and
Shane Battier and Birdman.
Yeah, it's worrying.
And Birdman did math.
It's worrying. It's worrying.
No one could jump so high.
Yeah, no joke.
It's worrying for the Bucks. I looked back at their two games. They scored 109 and 108 in back-to-back games. So they've had similar games, but one they won by like 15 and the other they lost by 15. So they're going to have to figure out how to stop the Pacers. I mean, they need Giannis back, but it doesn't look like he's coming back anytime soon. Dame went off in both of the games. So it's like, what other options do you have? I think Chris Middleton is questionable. So even if Dame goes off, it's not a guaranteed win.
Yeah.
So they need to just figure out how to play defense. Or, he's going to get doubled and tripled like he was at the
– Let him go get 40 and you just shut everybody else down.
And then you got probably your most intriguing series in the Western Conference, the Clippers and the Mavs.
Yeah.
I mean, that one's going to go down to the wire. I mean, that series tied at one game all right now. Dallas a 4.5-point favorite tonight. And then you have the Timberwolves and the Suns. The Timberwolves are – up 2-0 in the series. Phoenix is a 4.5-point favorite. I am half tempted to take the Timberwolves money line tonight.
What's the line on that one?
4.5 in Phoenix's favor.
In Phoenix's favor?
Yes.
God, it's just so hard. Booker and Durant could just go get you like 90 apiece. That's a tough one.
Then you got a big slate tomorrow. Cavs and the Magic, game 4, in which Cleveland can either take a 3-1 series lead or fall 2-2.
Yeah.
The Thunder and the Pelicans, game 3 will be tomorrow, in which I expect Oklahoma City to kind of just route them in their own arena.
Yeah, there's rumors Zion could be back, though.
Yeah, that might change a couple things.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, you're adding a guy 25 and 10 to your lineup.
And of course.
Yeah.
You've got the Nuggets and the Lakers, game 4, which might be LeBron James' last game as a Los Angeles Laker.
They should have just thrown the damn towel out there last night. Like, when that game ended, like, you just – y'all beat us.
Y'all were up big at one point.
All three games. All three games. I don't understand.
I think that's what
even
LeBron
last
did.
Year.
He kind of threw the towel. He was like, it's just basketball.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal. So, I think he's somewhat
he's just
mentally –
he's a role player, though.
And then you have the Celtics traveling down to one of the most rowdy arenas in the NBA.
Go.
To take on Miami
in
game 3.
It's going
to
be a whiteout. That's what they always do down there.
That will be fun.
Yeah.
Those are so fun to watch.
What's the line on that one? Do we have an early
line? Boston's a 9.5-point favorite.
9.5. Wow.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, baby.
Give me all that.
You let us get one, Marcus. You let us get one.
He's not even paying attention.
No, he's off in his own little world right now.
That's how good he is with the Celtics right now.
Because right now he's just imagining Jason Tatum coming across half court, game tied. 30 seconds left, and he gets robbed by Haywood Highsmith, of all people. Haywood Highsmith goes down to the other end and just slams it home. Either that or Bam Adebayo is going to be running down center.
Or Kevin Love just stroking threes out there.
Or even better, just lob it up to Adebayo, and Adebayo throws it down.
Mm. Porzingis just throwing up bricks. Salamander-looking dude. Just overrated.
He's not
overrated, is what.
We can't put him on the list because Derek White's on the list.
Who?
Porzingis.
Oh,
we can't put him on the list.
We could.
We probably could.
Marcus, I have a feeling it's going to be quiet on Monday.
Marcus.
Sorry, I was just listening to absolute nonsense that I had no interest in.
You taking Celtics plus 9.5?
Yeah, sure.
Oh wow. Okay.
I think it's going to be quiet on Monday, Marcus.
From that side of the room, yeah. It's going to be real funny.
Jack, you going with Celtics?
It's going to be real funny.
It's look.
Could it be 3-1 on Monday? No.
I want you to notice, by the way, Jack, if I can, my boy. Notice.
My boy.
Did you like that I called you that last night?
Hey, buddy.
So here's what I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
I've had every opportunity to remind Brett why he's down 3-0 in this series. Because I've told him.
We're playing the best team in the NBA?
I could. There's a lot I could have said. I've chosen to be silent.
Yes.
I've chosen to be silent. And yet, for some reason, I sit here to myself, letting them do their thing. And he decides to come after me, saying that Porzingis is overrated.
He is.
He's not.
Okay.
So, I just want you to point out, so when I do this, you understand why. You don't have a deep enough team. You're overrated. LeBron is now overrated at this point in his age. You're not strong enough. You're not gritty enough. You have no heart. That's why you're down 3-0 in this series.
I can't stand LeBron, but if you're the all-time points leader, you're not overrated.
That's why you're going to lose this series in a sweep. Because you can go up 20 points on this team. You can go up 20 points on the Nuggets and still lose. And that is a sad fact that the Lakers are no longer the Lakers.
Marcus.
LeBron will be gone next year, and you'll follow him wherever he goes. It doesn't matter where it is.
Absolutely.
He could go to Boston, and all of a sudden you'll be a Boston fan, which is insane to me. That's not fandom. You take him right now. You stick with your team through thick and thin, just like I do with the Titans, just like I've done with the Vols. I do that. I have stuck with every team, no matter what.
I have not defended the Lakers
one
bit.
And so you are
going to
leave the Lakers after next year, because wherever Bronny goes, that's where LeBron is going to follow. It doesn't matter if it's Detroit. It doesn't matter if it's Orlando. It doesn't matter if it's Toronto. He will go wherever Bronny goes.
I will.
And you will too, just like you're his little son as well.
I will.
So the Lakers are going to get swept. They can't beat the Denver Nuggets. They would never beat the Denver Nuggets. And when the Nuggets meet the Celtics in the playoffs, I'm going to say, hey boys, where are your Heat? Where are your Lakers?
You need to worry
about
that.
They're back and playing golf right now. That's what they're doing, and that's what you guys will be doing. Because you don't care about the
golf.
You don't play. Care about the NBA unless the Miami Heat win a game. Otherwise, you don't want to talk about the NBA.
That's not true.
100%.
That is not true.
Jack, if we try to talk about NBA and he shuts it down.
Because our audience does not care about that. You have to talk about what your audience wants to talk about. Our audience wants to talk about Tennessee football, Tennessee basketball, some NFL, some NBA. But our main focus is college basketball, college football, and right now college baseball. That's what our fans want.
We have a big NHL game tonight.
I don't care about the NHL.
What? The Preds?
No.
The Preds are big time, Nashville, dude.
When we return, West Coast Rusty joins us for his weekly appearance. Stay with us. The G.I. Jake Show marches on right here on Fan Run Radio. Here on the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio, Jake Miller, Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, intern Jack. Pleased to be joined by my good friend West Coast Rusty, a big orange banner. Rusty, what's up, man?
Good morning, fellas. How's everybody doing?
Man, living the dream. Baseballs pick up a big win last night as they look to sweep another series against Missouri. Going into tonight, that game, first pitch will be at 6:30 on the SEC Network Plus. I hate that. Just put it on TV. Just put us on TV.
You're going to be there, so what's it matter?
Well, it doesn't matter, but I'm thinking about everybody else that can't be there. That stadium only holds so many people.
I appreciate looking out for the rest of us.
Poor West Coast Rusty has spent $6.99 to watch that game.
He could take his private jet, right?
Yeah. We'll just pick him up real quick.
I'll be right at
the airport.
Rusty,
no.
How about them Vols?
The same old seems to be continuing. Christian Moore hitting home runs. William Barrels hitting home runs. But my two biggest things last night, one bad, one good, is hated to see Burt's hitting streak come to an end, but it sure was good to see Peebles get one over the wall and his teammates erupt. I'm not sure if that was an eruption from them because of excitement, just happy for him because he's a good guy, or if they know he's a extremely good hitter and they know that could propel him to something better, which makes this lineup – it takes this lineup from scary to ludicrous if you get him going. And all the talk was he was the best hitter in fall ball on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you add him in, like, the eighth spot, either DHing or catching, and holy cow. And I would love to know why the celebration was so huge from those guys. Tears and Simo lost their mind whenever that ball – as soon as it hit the bat, they lost their mind.
And I think, too, and, you know, I've got some criticisms, like, why is everyone treating Cannon Peebles – you know, basically like he has to do well just because of something, you know, that's going on. It's like, I don't know if there's anything going on or not. All I know is that we pull for people here. Yeah. I mean, the guy was struggling mentally at the plate where we're all pulling for him, and that's why I think everybody was excited to see him do well. And, you know, you got a lot of people out there, it's like, oh, well, he's not going to do anything. It's like, no, if he gets a hold of it, I think he just has to get a hold of it one time and then look out. You know, he's got probably going to be a exponential threat the rest of the year. And I really do think that can happen. But, you know, Rusty, you have to get that one. And once you get that one, it's off to the races after that.
Yeah, it would be amazing if this was the floodgates opening for him. If you just get him to hit 75 points below his average last year, the rest of the year, you in the eight hole,
right?
There's nowhere to it's already just a pain for any other team to face this lineup. But you put him down there at the bottom, and he's hitting over 300 the rest of the way. You have nowhere to go.
And Cal Stark hit a bomb last night, right? Like he's been unexpectedly like amazing at the plate this year. Like hitting almost 300. What has he got? Like 12 home runs now or something? Like it's his offense is. I mean, he's keeping people out of the lineup as well. So I mean, you can look at it like people's are struggling, but Cal Stark has been as impressive as anybody this year. Such a turnaround along with Burke.
Yeah, I think Stark's batting just a hair over 300. I think he's got 5 home runs, 6 maybe. Last night might have been 6. And he's clearly the catcher the pitchers feels most confident in his fielding. They're happier when he's behind the plate. But Peebles, I think, gives you the best option at DH, and then can rest Stark and let Stark DH if you want Stark to stay in the lineup. But heck, even Inslee last night put one over the wall. The Peebles thing, having a switch hitter at the bottom of the lineup, really makes things different because we almost have to play. We almost have to use a lefty other than Inslee and start down at the bottom of the lineup to break up, so it's not all righties. And if you have a switch hitter option too, it gives you more options. I guess it was Chapman was the DH last night because you have to use a lefty down there to split those guys up and to not be able to let a team load up with one guy or the one side of the mound or the other. Anyway, great night. We need to sweep this series. That's my, you know, takeaway going into today. I guess you can live with 2 out of 3, but you really need to sweep this team.
I think so as well.
Yeah.
And of course, Rusty, Tennessee making some noise in the transfer portal yesterday, and a lot of noise on this show, as a matter of fact. Of course, Felix Akpala from Ohio State has committed to Tennessee out of the transfer portal to basically replace Jonas Adu and Tobey Awaka. So it looks like we're going to roll with Estrella and Akpala for next year. How do you feel about that? Because quite frankly, I'm in the camp of as long as we get some defense without somebody being afraid to defend and without somebody fouling out every game they play in 5 minutes, I feel like I'm going to be pretty happy.
With what we're doing in the portal, we're clearly going out and getting a bunch of guys that can put the ball on the floor, can shoot, all guys with really high percentages from beyond the arc. The three other guys we believe we're getting. Well, we know one, and we think the other two are probably probably done. And then him. This guy's a better fit for us as our center. We don't need Jonas shooting 12-footers or left-handed baby hooks and then folding like a cheap suit, cheap lawn chair, whatever, when he faces somebody with a pulse. And we don't need a Walker going in and getting 5 fouls in 4 minutes and 3 of them being on offensive rebounds going after a ball he had no business going after. So I like this guy as a fit for us because he's going to do 2 things that are important when you got a bunch of other scores on the court, which is what we're clearly trying to do. We're going to try to spread the floor And this guy is going to be a guy that will go get lobs. And if there's open lane space and teams are like having to cover the perimeter, he's going to get lobs or lots and lots of dunks. And he wants to dunk the basketball with every ounce of his being. And he's going to try to block shots and try to go defend with with authority on the other end. That's perfect to go along with what we've also assembled. I don't know that he's a better basketball player than Jonas Abdu, but he's a better fit on what we're trying to build right now. Assuming we get Milicic and assuming we get Lanier.
Right.
I don't want to step on Woody Page or Skip Bayless's toes. I know they've had a good week arguing this out.
I mean, I was adamant that, like, this is not even close to an upgrade. Everybody wants to pin, 83 blocks, 7th in country, would have set an all-time Tennessee record. Adu had 66. He's first-team all-conference defense. He's second-team all-conference center. So I feel like when you go to the portal, you want to make yourself better. And I don't – fit wise, I don't know what we're trying to do, especially at the low post. There's only a few guys maybe that you go into the portal and can get better than what Adu is. And I'm not sitting here as I was yesterday, not trying to defend anything Adu did. Everybody's lasting memory is, and I was in the same camp. We talked about it numerous times all season about how soft he was. I didn't watch a single dribble that this guy made. I can only go by the numbers and what he did and all that. I'm just torn on it. Is this guy going to be a backup? Like, I'd rather go with Estrella and maybe even Phillips. I don't know. I'm trying to get there, and maybe I will. But does that make sense? I don't know. Like, Rusty, am I wrong feeling the way I do?
I get what you're saying, totally. I think both other big guys that left, we're told Australia is going to be heavily factored in. I got my dogs going crazy, y'all.
Nice.
Yeah, they want Adu back. It sounds like.
No, they don't want Adu back.
I think our other big guys were told Australia was going to be heavily involved, if not starting.
So is this guy back up? Is that what he's coming in to do, you think? Or?
I don't know. I think they'll play equal minutes.
Okay.
And I think you're gonna get two fives that do totally different things. One's gonna be a better defender. One's gonna be better at going up and getting lobs and cramming in people's face. And one's gonna be better at stretching the floor. We know Estrella. All we've heard is Estrella can stretch the floor.
Right.
He's got a gorgeous stroke. Blah blah blah.
Right. Right.
So you're gonna have two options there at the post to give you different things. I try not to look at the stats and get caught up in that.
Yeah.
Because I'm just looking at the fit with us. And as far as the Phillips thing goes, he's just not big enough to play five.
Okay.
Unless he can knock down threes at a high, high rate. He's gonna have to develop an outside game to be valuable to this team. Or he's gonna, and that would basically mean he's going to play the four and a stretch five on occasion. But I don't think he's there. Maybe he is.
Right. I agree with that. I want to touch back on baseball real quick. Me and Jake were talking. Yeah. I don't know if we're doing on air or off air. But last night, you're up 4-0. And I think it was 4-0. I could be wrong. I know we're leading. But you take Stamos out, and maybe he's on a pitch count, but you bring Causey in, and I think Causey's our best starter, best long-inning reliever. I think he's been our best pitcher.
Leads the team in wins.
And I'm just wondering if you think, is it necessary to even pitch him last night when you see the lead? And is it necessary to keep him in throwing 80, 90 pitches, whatever he threw last night, and save him for the weekend or, you know, for future things? Like, let's get another arm in there. Like, I'm just wondering if it was necessary to bring Causey in, and it wasn't necessary to pitch him as long as we did, because that's one of the things we have with Vitello, leaving guys in too long. And I'm just wondering if that's something you thought about. I know it's something I was thinking about last night. I mean, it's a 10-1 game. There's no need for him even being out there.
Well, you're not going to – I think his arm is set up now, and then they've got it built. He's going to throw on Fridays.
Okay.
And if he throws 30 pitches, he's not going to pitch any more on the weekend anyway. And by him going as long as he did, which I think he got every out till the last, right? Yeah. The entire bullpen is fresh and ready to go for the weekend.
Yeah.
So you used him, and he threw his limit, and you've got it set up perfect for two more days of holding them down to hopefully one or two more runs the rest of the weekend. That would be ideal. Beam's going to throw today.
Yeah.
You're not going to use Causey. You wouldn't have used Causey today, no matter if he didn't pitch or not, more than likely. You're not. Mm-hmm. And the intention is for Xander to keep going on Sundays. I like Mastamo starting the ball game and giving you an inning or two. It forces the other team to set their lineup to face a left-hander, and then you bring Causey in, who is death to right-handers. When his changeup's biting, when his changeup's got life and it's biting, righties just are miserable for them facing him.
Yeah, and he's not a hard thrower either. When his arm that makes a difference too, which me and Jake talked about as well. So,
if you set your lineup to face a righty, if you're set up to face him, and you're stacked lefties, it can be. You can get to him.
Yeah.
So the plan's working nicely, I think, right now.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Hey, and Russ. I think Thomas would still be available maybe for an inning or two in an emergency situation the next 2 days.
Yeah.
There you go.
So.
Hey, Rusty. Just wondering if you watched the draft, if you had any big takeaways or if you were surprised by any picks last night.
Well, I love that my Eagles went out and got a corner. We couldn't cover me right now.
Who'd they get? Quinyon Mitchell? Is that who they got?
Yeah, the kid that Saban wanted in the portal last year.
Yeah, Toledo.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, kid's an absolute stud. Not sure. Not what Saban said is pretty funny. Everybody's getting a real good kick out of it.
I saw that.
But I wonder why he didn't enter the portal. I wonder what they did to keep him from going, because it seems like he should have.
Right.
But hey, he got drafted. He still ended up as a first round draft pick, so it worked out just fine for him. And maybe there was, you know what, it could have been. He had a sweetheart.
Saban had two first round guys on his team already.
Yeah,
Tarion Mitchell and Kool-Aid will probably get drafted today. But yeah.
Another thing from last night, the Penix thing was kind of weird. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect that. I don't understand the JJ McCarthy. six quarterbacks that early. The NFL's the draft is changing. It seems like maybe teams are reaching with first round picks now. I don't remember this being a thing in my lifetime.
Well, and I'm of the camp too. I think the Raiders had the best pick in the first round.
He is so Brock Bowers. He is so Brock Bowers.
I am. He's the best college tight end I've seen since Jason Witten and Kellen Winslow. Lord. He is the Dale Earnhardt of tight ends.
Yeah, I honestly, I'm kind of with Jake. If I didn't go out and get an elite tackle.
But for the Raiders, though, that doesn't make sense, right?
He's going to start above all.
I mean, it's the Raiders. They'll find a way to screw it up. But my point is, as far as him as just a prospect, like, if you weren't going to get the kid from Notre Dame or somebody else that you thought was an elite left tackle or a can't-miss quarterback, and I don't know if there's a can't-miss quarterback in that bunch. I think Williams drifts in the pocket. He is immediately looking to get out of the pocket and make something off script. He doesn't really play within the confines of the offense. Drake May's great, but I don't know that he's got an elite arm. I don't trust Daniels in his body. I know he's tall and got a good frame, but I don't know that he's going to put on the weight to be able to handle the NFL.
Right.
The beating he might take. So I don't know any of the quarterbacks that I'm in love with. And there was a couple offensive linemen that, like I said, I might have taken. But outside of that, Brock Bowers would have been, if I was a team and I wanted a playmaker that can make my offense better and I already had a good quarterback, I would have been all over Brock Bowers. The Titans probably got him. I mean, I'm not a Titans fan, but they got him a good tackle, I think. I think that kid's going to be fine. He'll start day one and we'll probably have a good career and not get a GM fired, et cetera. But I think Will Levis would have liked to have had Brock Bowers all day, every day.
I mean,
It
might have excelled Will Levis. Who knows?
I would have been fine with Bowers in Philly. He wasn't there, and we need secondary help more than we needed tight end help. So,
well, what do you like? Just going back to the Penix thing, like the whole thing, they didn't even like talk to him, right? Like it's just shocking. I've argued with them, like, just maybe because I like to argue. That's my mentality, but. Yeah. Well, don't call me that. But I don't like Jordans, so I won't agree with that man. But anyway, but the Penix thing is interesting, to say the least. I mean, I don't know. Like it makes it fun, and Kirk Cousins complaining, just go and get better. You know, like it should motivate you and. You know, teams do that. You build on Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer. So, you know, if Kirk Cousins goes out and wins, it shouldn't matter who they drafted. And, you know, they got to do what's best for the franchise and all that. And they thought that Penix was the best fit there. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess they fell in love with him. They've watched enough film.
Right.
I'll tell you this. Of the guys in the draft, he is – plays the most NFL-like. And I know DeBoer's
right.
system isn't necessarily NFL-like.
I see what you're saying.
But he plays in the confinements of the pocket. He climbs in it really, really well, and he throws an elite ball.
Most accurate, right, I would say.
Yeah, most accurate, and the arm talent's through the roof. And he doesn't go off script. He plays within the offense. He may be an absolute steal, and we're all right. going, wow. Who knows? I think he could have the best career now. You know, it's the Falcons. They find a way to butcher things. So,
yeah, I agree.
They had Brett Favre one time, by the way.
Mm. That's true. Mm. Golly, I couldn't even remember that because you just remember Favre with only the Packers and the Vikings.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Man, think about that. And, Rusty, I want to talk about the NBA briefly here before we let you go. So, when you look at everything going on right now with L.A., of course, Brett is a huge LeBron guy. Should they lose tomorrow, have we seen LeBron James play his last game in Los Angeles? Or in a Los Angeles uniform?
I would say if he maybe he walks away, I don't know. I'm talking about from basketball. Maybe he says I'm done. But if he plays in the NBA next year, I would say it's like 70% he's a Laker again, and then 30% he's, you know, could be any number of other places. I think he stays in LA. Would be my guess.
What about the Bronny thing? Like, if you're a team, like, I mean, just say you're the Pistons, like. Does the guy that's 6'10" from France that's 19 years old, or do you draft Bronny knowing, hey, I'm arguably getting the GOAT as well as a side piece? Like, he's the French fries of your chicken nuggets. I don't know. Like, he's like, that has to be something you're considering as a franchise, right?
He's the mozzarella to your marinara.
There you go. A great gluten-free pizza for Jake. You know, like
chickpea crust, brother.
You know, like Marcus brought us delicious pizzas last night. And I'm just saying that's something to consider. Like, do I want this 17-year-old from France, or do I want Brawny plus Extra Large Farva, I guess, was that movie. You know, like a large soda. So, what I mean, what do you do?
Liter of cola.
Yeah. So, what do you do? It's a tough thing to do as a franchise.
If I have any one of the top 10 picks and I can be guaranteed I'll get LeBron James for 3 years.
Yeah.
By picking Bronny, then I'm absolutely going to do that. And that's number one overall.
The Spurs, dude. Two, just think about three, the Spurs. The Spurs. With Wembanyama, LeBron and Bronny. Not even Bronny. You're not even worried about Bronny in this equation. You're thinking about Wembanyama and LeBron? Good God.
Right. No, it's absolutely would be a right move for a franchise to that. But you would have to have the deal done knowing that if you make that draft pick, you get LeBron, and he's going to give you 3 years. Even if you don't get a top four seed in the West or the East or whatever out of having LeBron, just the ticket sales and all the other things that it would do for the franchise for 3 years would be worth that draft pick.
Gosh.
So, yeah, absolutely. I would definitely do that if I could get the package deal done.
To think that might actually be worth it. Sacrifice that contract. Sacrifice that pick.
Yeah.
To get LeBron James. It might actually work. And, you know, we had just mentioned Miami's case. It's like, if you do that, you're looking at having Jimmy Butler, LeBron James, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, and Terry Rozier as your
you
starting five.
You want him
five.
On the Heat so
oh
bad.
Oh, my God.
Would you take LeBron or Connect on the Heat right now?
LeBron.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. I would take LeBron.
And you love Connect.
I love Connect, but I would take LeBron.
How about LeBron and Connect and get rid of Hero?
I think everybody can be in agreement on that.
Because if that would happen, I could actually pull for the Heat if they get rid of Tyler Hero.
Rusty's part of the Heat culture.
I'm Googling Heat jerseys right now.
Oh, man. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. LeBron to Miami. Let's make it happen next season.
Yes.
Rusty, thank you so much for coming on, man. Tell us where to find you on Twitter.
At Big Orange Banner or at West Coast Rusty. Rusty Stevens. You can find these either way. Please come give me a follow and come listen to the show. There's a bunch of idiots on there with me. I'm the head idiot. but we have plenty of other nonsense that we talk about. We'll be doing a show right after the end of game three, wrapping up the weekend.
And there you have it. There you have it. Rusty, thank you so much for your time, man. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, brother. Y'all be good.
That is West Coast Rusty making his weekly appearance here on the G.I. Jake Show. Stay with us. When we return, we will have the G.I. Jake Show betting tracker. Stay with us. Final segment of the program coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.
It's time for the G.I. Jake Show betting tracker, presented by SM Athletics.
Segment of the program. It is time for the G.I. Jake Show betting tracker presented by SM Athletics. Brett.
This will be quick. I'm going Bucks, Clippers, Suns in the NBA, and I'm going Preds and Avalanche in NHL.
Very nice. Marcus.
I have nothing for you today.
Jack.
I got Pacers at -6. I got Timberwolves at +5 and the Mavericks at -4.5. I got over 22.5 points for Kawhi and over 24.5 for Anthony Edwards.
Over 24.5 for Ant.
Yes.
That seems like it should happen, but at the same time, it's one of those.
What's he averaging in the series? Like 30?
Well, he had an off game two.
Oh, he did, yeah.
So it's probably about 22, 23.
Yeah, he should go for that. Especially on the road, they need him.
Should. I'm going to take the Indiana Pacers tie at -6.5. I'm also going to take the Timberwolves money line. They're the underdogs tonight. Get that at +172. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma City -1 against the New Orleans Pelicans. Denver -3 against the Lakers tomorrow. Oklahoma City's also tomorrow. I should have noted that. And then I'm going to take the Miami Heat money line. $10 pays out $811.17. I'm going to ride that bet all the way through to the very end. That is the G.I. Jake Show betting tracker presented by SM Athletics. If you need anything that has a logo needed on it, Because, Brett, when you walk into the office, you want to be wearing company-branded gear. Kind of like you are right now. You know, that hoodie yeah. was made here at SM Athletics. One of my favorites. I mean, it probably is, you know, one of my most comfortable ones. You know, the Veterans Day edition one that we did. That one's probably my favorite just because I like that hoodie a little bit better. But that's the good thing about SM Athletics. You know, you have those options. You know, if you look at Brett's hoodie right now, I know you can see him very well on camera right now. There's no limit as to what can be done. You've got a logo on the front. You have a TriStar on the right sleeve, the Fox Sports Knoxville logo on the left sleeve, and then I think we've even got a number that we heat transferred there on the, whatever you call that, the pocket.
The pocket, yeah, like a kangaroo.
Right. So, I mean, the bottom line is there's no limitation as to what you can get done here. I mean, we can pretty much do it all, whether it be screen print, heat transfers, embroidery, sublimated sports uniforms. Those are huge right now. I'm actually working on some softball uniforms today for a team. And I think I've got them looking pretty sharp. Nice little pinstripe look, Brett. You know how I love the pinstripes.
Oh, God. Yankees?
Oh, no.
Yankee style?
No, but it's even better, dude. It's like a navy blue and a Columbia blue mix. So it's like you do the Columbia blue jersey with navy pinstripes. It looks sharp. It looks pretty sharp. I cannot wait to see the final product. And, of course, football season coming up this fall. It's never too early to start planning ahead for that. You know, you got to get your team looking good. And we have the products here at SM Athletics to make it happen. 10625 Checkerboard Lane in Knoxville. Give us a call today at 865-966-3434 or visit us online at smathletics.com. As we round out the show, another great week.
It was.
Another great week. Got to talk Tennessee basketball. We talked a little bit of football. Got to talk a lot of NFL. Got a lot of NBA playoff talk that we got through. And overall, I would just say that, you know, let's enjoy the weekend.
Let's get a sweep of Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what the Titans do in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and get LeBron swept. I'm over it. I'm ready to see what his next step is. The Heat have more of my attention versus Celtics now than, I mean, the Lakers series is over. Even if they win, I mean, I think they go back to Denver. So I'm more interested in the Heat series, what the Titans do, just overall what these other teams do as well. So round two starts today. So, yeah, should be fun. Fun weekend, I hope. So,
and, Jack, you know, we've given you some advice, you know, really ever since you've been here, you know, and you've taken it all in. You've done a fantastic job.
Of course.
You've done a phenomenal job. You take everything that we say. It's like, you know, David Cutcliffe said the same thing about Peyton Manning. You tell him something one time, it's in there forever, and that's the case with Jack. You tell him something one time, everything's in there forever, right, Brett?
Yeah, Marcus has done a great job leading Jack, put him under his wing. It's clear they have that chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't provided that with Jack just yet, but they definitely have that connection.
Yeah,
I can see it every day.
Well, and Jack, you know, one piece of advice I'm going to give you right now is do not pay attention to people that hide behind a fake picture on a Twitter account that send you DMs all the time telling you how bad you suck.
Did you get catfish?
No. I didn't get catfish, man. My girlfriend is real.
Oh, I know, but I mean, you're making it. I don't know where you're going at with this.
So bottom line is there's going to be someone, if you move up to a certain status,
right?
You're going to get DMs all the time from people that just want to troll you.
Haters, man.
I mean, here's the thing, Jack. Be hated for who you are. Rather be hated for who you are than to be loved for something that you're not. I stand by that, and that's the way I live my life. It's not just in here. It's outside of the room that we're in as well.
I love it.
Right?
Yeah.
So don't let anybody with a tiny mind and probably pathetic parents bring you down like that.
Sounds good. All right.
I'm just saying.
Stick to my guns.
Well, you learn it from home, right?
Haters going to
hate, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, if somebody's parents didn't show them enough love, it is what it is.
They're probably also ugly.
Yes. Add it to the list. Trolls that hide behind fake pictures. Matter of fact, Jack, can we read off the list, please?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, geez.
Let's see what we got. Okay, to start off, we got Jonas Adu. We got Mark Pope. Spencer Rattler, Weaver from Texas, Billy Napier.
We still don't even know his first name.
I know it's Weaver's last name.
Zach Edey, Derek White, the Jason Day Masters shirt.
Yeah, we got, that was horrible. Bad. Yeah.
We got Rex Chapman, Tyler Barron, Willie Martinez, Nick Batum. We got the Denver Broncos uniforms, the Texans uniforms. We added Caleb Williams today, and finally the entire state of Kentucky.
And add Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, it's on there.
Okay, good. It's a lot of ugly people.
You're so mean.
Well, like I said, I'd rather be hated for who I am than to be loved for something that I'm not. And if you're ugly, by God, you're just ugly.
I don't even know what to say right now.
Nobody
does.
Which
is hard to do for me.
I don't know why Mark is being so quiet. He's over there just looking at the clock. It's like he can't wait to get out of here.
It was a long night.
No, I was just looking at things on the computer screen here. It's
you just got bumpers and a clock.
Oh, you don't know what I have over here.
Oh, God.
Marcus, what's the Titans' next pick?
I've made it very clear I'm not a fan of the list, and so I don't. When it comes up, I just stay away from it. I have no.
Why are you not a fan of the list?
Because I think it's ridiculous. I don't think there's any point in having that kind of list. So I just not a fan, and so I just step to the side. I let
you think I'm
thing.
Too mean? You think I'm a bully?
I didn't say that. I'm just letting you do your.
Does
thing.
Does Jalen Wright get picked today?
He is the sixth best available running back, according to Mel Kiper.
Sixth best?
I think so.
Wow, I can't even name five other running backs.
Neither can I. But, jeez. You know, I expected him to be a second or third rounder. I don't know if we're going to get that today, but it would not surprise
me.
Is
it second and third round tonight?
Second, third, and fourth? Or is it just second and third?
I don't know. Marcus, do you know? Is it second and third today?
Yeah, they just do second and third.
Okay. Do you anticipate Jalen Wright going today?
That's going to do it for us.
Trey Benson and Blake Corum are probably going to be the top two running backs taken in the draft.
I can see that. That's going to do it for us. Thank you, man. Up next, The Herd with Colin Cowherd right here on Fan Run Radio.